Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, a initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family. iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Yay, team, we're here and we got stuff cooking with Mike Caldwell from Square One DSM. Mike, good to see you, man.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
It's been like a month.
Or at least, at least a week. I don't know. We've been here a lot.
Mike is with Square One DSM, part of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. And as we do each and every time when we start one of these segments, Mike will tell you what the heck that means.
So Square One DSM is the entrepreneurial initiatives of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. We work with companies from, I have this idea and I'm not sure what to do next, to how do I raise $5 million for my startup, and pretty much everything in between. We also are responsible for Plains Angels. A gentleman named Tej Dewan and I run that. It's an angel investor group here in the area. And we hold a monthly event that we're here to talk about today, which is Startup Stories.
And Startup Stories all the way from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah, boy. A little farther away from the metro than usual.
Andrew
Kerpelani. There you go.
Kerp. I can't read my own writing. Kerps, welcome to the Business News Hour, man.
Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
So you are one of the principals with something called WorkHound, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. Now, so let's set the table, so to speak. Why are you in Chattanooga?
It's a very good question with a pretty long answer that starts with, we went where the money was. And there's a couple different ways to look at that. One was basically about 50% of our customer base is within a, say, two-hour radius of Chattanooga. Chattanooga happens to be an extremely large logistics hub, and we work primarily with trucking companies this time. So we really started to, we came down here this summer for a business accelerator, which is, again, just another part of our story. But we ended up moving, or not moving, but opening an office here after that that accelerator in order to focus on that business located around Chattanooga.
Got it. All right. So, but that's not been your only stopping point on this journey to fame and fortune. You were also in Nebraska and in Iowa, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We sort of hopped around. So essentially, we my co-founder, Max, and I, Max Farrell, met and formulated a relationship in Des Moines through Gravitate, DSM, and other entrepreneurial activities there. Both of us were heavily involved in Startup Weekend in the local area as well. We got together and started the company and immediately went to an accelerator called Straight Shot over in Omaha, Nebraska. We were over there for the summer, and then we came back to Des Moines at the conclusion of that accelerator, which is where we got involved with Square One DSM, and Mike helped us out quite a lot, kind of to the next stage in our journey. And that led to us finding what's called the Dynamo Accelerator, based here in Chattanooga. And that Dynamo Accelerator is heavily focused on logistics-based businesses. The principals of the accelerator built and sold a third-party logistics firm for lots and lots of American dollars, and then chose to use their expertise to help formulate and create and grow new companies in the logistics space. And so that is what brought us to Chattanooga. And in so doing, we discovered that, again, like I said, our customer base was heavily concentrated in this area, and that allowed us to, you know, get boots on the ground, direct insight with those customers while we were growing the company. And so for the moment, Max and I have relocated ourselves here to Chattanooga, yet we also maintain a Des Moines presence as well. So we have an office here in Chattanooga with some team members, and then we have some team members in Des Moines as well who are officed out of Gravitate.
So one of the things I think is really interesting about this is what his story just told is very much the story of the insurance accelerator, the global insurance accelerator in Des Moines, is that people have areas of knowledge, and they have to leverage that. So Chattanooga has got a tremendous amount of logistics knowledge. They're incredible at it. And their density of logistics knowledge and companies and resources is like Des Moines' depth
insurance.
Of knowledge in insurance or agriculture.
Right.
And it's a trend. I mean, it's a trend people need to look at. It used to be the accelerators were, hey, come to our accelerator, we're better. Now it's come to our retail accelerator
because
in Minneapolis run by Target. Yeah. Come to our Disney accelerator on animation because we're the world's best.
Right.
And so it's a good
example.
So
you go to where the expertise is at.
And where the people are at. And
Yeah. So tell us a little bit. We've followed that journey, Andrew. Tell us a little bit about what is WorkHound. What do you do?
Yeah. WorkHound is essentially mobile employee feedback and engagement for employees that don't sit at a desk. And what that means right now is we're focused on truck drivers. The average truck trucking company turns over 90% plus of their drivers every year.
A little tough, huh?
Extremely expensive problem. It costs $5,000 to $8,000 per driver to recruit, hire, and train those folks. And so it's an extremely expensive problem. But the reality is work is trending in this direction. You think about how much you do just based on your phone, and think about how much more we're trending towards the gig economy, how many employees we have out there that are out moving around that aren't just sitting in an office.
Correct.
And so we're focused on those employees and those folks that are, you know, not just in a, you know, a glass box with a computer screen in front of them, but are actually out in the world doing real work.
Right, that makes sense. All right. So then once somebody's lined up with WorkHound, what is it when you say employee engagement, what is it that you're trying to accomplish?
Absolutely. So we have a two-tiered approach. There's companies, like I said, many trucking companies have, you know, greater than 50% turnover, things like that. At that point, it's stop the bleeding. How do I give my employees enough of a voice so that I understand why they're rushing for the door? And the way we do that is really simple. We connect with those employees via their smartphones. We have a quick, open-ended feedback form. They basically tell us 1 to 10 how their day or how their job is going at that very moment. And then there's an open-ended feedback form. That open-ended feedback form, you know, allows them to put anything from the seat in my truck is uncomfortable to, you know, 3 weeks worth of work history with dates and times and that kind of thing. And what that allows is issues that your employees are seeing can bubble up from the grassroots.
So what you're saying is that management, wherever management might be, are reading all of this stuff in almost real time so that they can engage and maybe leverage their expertise to solve the problem?
Absolutely. So they're getting this feedback in real time. They're seeing each of these comments. In addition, we're analyzing these comments, breaking them down into positive, negative, neutral, various themes and categories. And what they can do is engage in one of two ways. They can either engage with the entirety of their fleet, what we call a broadcast message. So that might be something like they're seeing lots and lots of comments about not knowing where to get fuel for the truck or something like that. And so they would broadcast the message to the entire fleet. But another really powerful tool is that we have the ability to connect them one-on-one with that driver. And our drivers remain anonymous unless the driver says it's okay. So let's say a driver is saying they're going to quit. You know, they're really frustrated. They're gonna walk out of their truck. Well, the company can see this, request that reach out, and then we can actually put them in contact. A really great example would be we had a driver with one of our early clients that had some problems with insurance. He needed his wife to be on his insurance, and he felt like that wasn't happening. He said, literally, I love this job, but I'm going to turn in my notice and leave if I don't get this sorted out. We saw that at about 9:30 in the morning, contacted the company to say, hey, look, you've got an urgent issue here. Do you want to connect with this driver? By, say, 11:30 in the morning, the two parties had connected. It turns out it was just a misunderstanding about the paperwork. Yeah. He just needed to sign the document whenever he happened to go through the terminal. It was a non-issue. His wife was already on his insurance. So instead of that driver walking off and him having to find a new job and sit through orientation again and whatnot, and instead of that company losing that $5,000 to $8,000 and that valuable employee and all of his knowledge, they're still together, they're still working, and they're still making money. And
isn't it amazing how many times it still comes back to communication? And these are remote workers. They don't get to talk to anybody. They're in a truck 3 weeks straight on the road. There's nobody to talk to. You can understand why you get communication.
And the other thing that this does, Michael, is this allows the company to escape the social media trap out there where the
that's relevant today.
It is relevant today, where the driver doesn't go and kvetch on social media. Right. He's got this two-way portal, if you will.
But he's got the protection, and that's the difference. The difference is the protection.
Yeah.
And that you're not going to be – you don't have to show who you are, and you have that opportunity to be heard.
Excellent. And you're so from what I understand, Andrew, you and Max are going to be in town next week?
We will be in town next week. I'm actually getting in the car and heading back tomorrow. I'm going to spend some time with family.
Driving from Chattanooga.
You can tell he's a startup. Yep. It's called doing it on the cheap.
All right, Michael, what's going on? When and where?
So next Wednesday, 11:30 to 1 at the Greater Des Moines Partnership. You can register online at DesMoinesMetro.com or Square1DSM.com. And you can bring your own lunch, come for free, but please sign up so we know you're coming, or you can pay for a lunch. We'll have one there for you.
Excellent. Good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. It is called Square One DSM. Thank you so much, Andrew, for being with us.
Well, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
It is all called WorkHound. We've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll find out what happened today on Wall Street. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.
Hold on tight to your